Welcome to the Kimchi Curry Podcast. This is Ali Hasnain and Pascal Halsberger. Welcome on board. Do you like the new intro?
Welcome on board on Pascal Airlines. We hope you're having a trouble-free ride on this plane ride to... Why do all pilots have to speak like that?
Always the me too, man. I do the like so much, and I think you do as well, but less so.
But if you were a pilot, would you also be like we're right now cruising over Schwerke Airport?
Absolutely.
All right.
I think that's what they learn in pilot school.
I have a friend, and she was an air hostess, and she said that. She said the kind of stuff that used to get, like, she said that used to be some really nasty stuff that used to go on in the cockpit constantly.
Like what?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to go into detail, mostly because she didn't go into detail, but I think you can fill in the blanks.
You mean between the staff?
Yeah.
Great. Great to know, because my mom used to be a stewardess. Thank you so much.
Oh, damn.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
My mom wasn't like that.
Okay.
All right. Anyways.
If you say so. Oh, Lord. Moving on.
Oh, Jesus. Should we do your mama's jokes now? Is that what you want
to
do?
Well, you wanted to do an improv game, dude. Let's go.
Dude, anyways, your hair looks pretty amazing. Ali has a new set of hair, or lack of hair.
Oh, we're coming down strong with the burns, eh?
It suits you well, man. You look like Jeff Bridges from Iron Man 1.
That's exactly the look I was going for.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The Ironmonger look.
Was that his name? Ironmonger?
Yeah.
What? There's Ironmonger. There's Warmonger.
Warmonger?
There's Killmonger. Why is that a normal... What?
Well, Warmonger...
Is that like
is
a Marvel
that a,
thing?
Is that a character or is that just a big...
War Machine. I'm sorry. I thought... War Machine, yeah. I was thinking... Warmonger, is that a term? I don't know.
Warmonger is a term, yeah, for someone who...
Yeah, I was thinking of Genghis Khan at the moment. Is that...
Yeah, I mean, someone who...
Something they called it?
Well, monger is someone who hoards stuff, right? So a warmonger, okay. I guess, is someone who just... I think the technical war. Definition can't, is someone who's just constantly starts wars or is in love with starting wars.
And can't let go of... Okay.
Yeah. So maybe...
Where does hoarding come from?
Huh?
Where does hoarding come from?
Like the word or the actual...
No. the activity.
It comes from... I think it's a psychological disorder. Or it's kind of like a behavior that...
Yeah, why is that?
I can't tell you why it is. I mean, I'm not a psychologist. I just know it happens a lot to different degrees.
By the way, I must say, talking of psychologists... You are one of the wisest men I've met.
Why? Because I would use my powers to clean buttholes?
Which was mentioned in the previous episode for anyone who doesn't know.
Yeah, my mom, I talked to my mom and she said she listened to the first two episodes and that she didn't really understand the humor, but she liked that we were doing it. And then I told her to listen to the third one. So I'm very curious what she'll think about my aspirations of being the butthole cleaner of the whole world.
Right. Oh, by the way, you published a photo of your mom yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Quite, yeah, man. I mean, very pretty person.
Thanks, man. Thanks for being so diplomatic about the way you phrase that.
Yeah, I was thinking about how I should word this. So
yeah, I mean, you could say my mom is hot. Like, there's nothing. There's no.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't take issue with that. It's true.
Okay, I thought it might be inappropriate. Yeah.
No, it's not inappropriate, man.
Also, very cool with the nose piercing, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a piercing?
No, I don't. Do you have a piercing? If you do, know, it's in a private area, because otherwise I would have.
It's Albert?
Yeah.
No. No, I always thought I wanted to get earrings, but multiple people have told me that I'd look even more effeminate.
You don't look effeminate, man. It's just because you...
Well, now maybe. I mean, but now I buffed up a bit, right? So, bulked up. But before, I don't know. That's what people told me.
I refuse to release a podcast where you're just deriding yourself, man. I'm not going to allow that to happen.
Thanks, man. Thanks. I mean, yeah, you told me yesterday to never do that. You told me in writing.
Yeah, don't do it, dude.
Yeah. I think it's just this Asian thing, you know, whenever you get a compliment, you always have to put yourself down. Otherwise, it seems arrogant.
That's true.
That's the like Korean Japanese way. India, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 100%. 100%.
Yeah. You can't accept, like, you just always have to defer, deflect.
Yeah.
But no, because whenever I talk to you, you have such great advice.
Well, thanks for saying that, dude. Thanks a lot. Yeah, that means a lot.
I mean it.
Yeah.
And it really helps. I mean, because when I just look at you now, you really look like a person who just left prison. He just looks like a toughened criminal.
I mean, aren't toughened criminals like often wise. Really wise?
That is
aren't
true.
They often like,
yeah.
You know, I've done it. I've done it all. I kill people. You know, I watch people die. Was it worth it? No, it wasn't. Don't join gangs.
It's like the one criminal in Dark Knight, you know, who throws away that bomb detonator.
Yeah, that's the coolest character, actually, in the trilogy. That one of the coolest,
Right. Well, one of the coolest, yeah. Well, we're getting super geeky here. No one knows who we mean, but...
I think some people will know.
Some people, well, the cool people will know.
Give it to me, and I do what you should have done 15 minutes ago.
Where's that from?
That's a quote from the guy.
Oh, that's his line?
Yeah, that's one of his lines.
Ah, yeah, okay.
So, like, really before the Dark Knight Returns came out, in my head, that was Bane. I thought it could possibly be Bane. And that if Bane hadn't been the villain in the third movie, I would have just assumed that guy was an analogy to Bane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know why Bane was so cool? Because Bane already appeared in one of the old Batmans, right? I think Batman versus...
Batman and Robin,
right? And he was a sidekick for Uma Thurman's character, Poison Ivy.
Yeah.
And he was just a stupid buff guy.
Yeah.
Super boring. And then in Dark Knight Rises, Tom Hardy's Bane was this super buff guy as well, but super smart, very intelligent, very
eloquent.
That's
exactly how the real Bane is in the comics.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, so it was a huge disappointment because they had this moron who was like, he got powers. Powers or something. It wasn't even, it made no sense. I mean, nothing in comic books makes sense, but like, it made no sense. He like got his powers from plants and stuff, and he was really stupid. And he would like scream like, Bane. That's why they called him Bane, because he was just like, Bane.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or something like that. It was really stupid.
Who's your favorite villain of all time?
My favorite villain? Well, I'd say Magneto is a pretty... Oh, Apocalypse. Definitely. Apocalypse.
Who's Apocalypse?
It's
like 2012, you mean?
What? Apocalypse, man.
Never mind. So your favorite villain of all time is Apocalypse?
Yeah, dude.
No one is interested in Apocalypse, man. Who is he? Anyways.
Dude, everyone loves Apocalypse. Only you don't like him.
I don't even know who that is. And I love superhero movies.
Yeah, you love the movies, but you don't love the comics because you ain't real.
No, son. You know which comic is great? The Joker one. The origin story of the Joker.
Yeah, what's it called?
Jokes on You or something. Killing Joke.
Okay, yeah, you do know your shit.
Killing Joke. Yeah, I read that one. That was really good. That's a great one.
You know what I'm really bitter about?
What?
So when I was growing up, I was all into comic books and shit. And no one was into freaking comic books. No one cared. No one cared about all the knowledge I had about comic books. And no one wanted to talk to me about it. And now it's like the coolest thing. Like, oh, you're lame if you don't like comic books. You're lame. Right. What's wrong with you? Why don't you like comic books? Are you stupid? You know who was stupid back in the day? The people who liked comic books. And now it's like the opposite. You know? I wish I was a kid now. Because then I'd also, you know? Maybe.
What? Cool. You think life would be so different then?
I'd be cool, dude. I'd be one of the cool kids.
I mean, you're still not one of the cool kids now, even with all the knowledge, so.
So which villain is your favorite?
You are a cool man. Jesus, look at how hurt you look.
Dude, look. I shaved my head. I tried to look like a freaking got out of prison, and you still won't acknowledge. Won't say I look cool, dude.
Dude, you really look like a hardened criminal.
Thanks,
you really
man. Do. That's what I'm going for, dude. I want people to respect me a bit, you know?
Yeah,
a hardened criminal that knows a lot about comic books.
Where are your tats and your piercings? I mean, piercings less so, tats.
Well, I can't get tats right now because of COVID-19, but...
Yeah, where are you going to get your next tattoo then?
Like, at a tattoo parlor. Gonna
teardrop?
Huh?
Teardrop? Are you gonna? No, I mean on your body.
I'm gonna get an arrow through a heart. I love mom, and then a teardrop on my face. You know what this is for?
Nice.
For all the homies that made fun of me, cause I like comics.
Would you get a comic hero? Tattoo?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, if you love it so much, prove it.
If Ryan Gosling ever were a comic book superhero, I would get his comic book superhero's name tattooed on my...
Yeah, are you a big fan of Ryan Gosling's?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Ryan Gosling. But I would say that Ryan Gosling is a bigger fan of me, though.
Oh, nice.
But we're fans of each other.
Cool. How did you meet?
Well, initially we were fans of each other, and we actually have never met. We're just fans of each other
in person, right? Yeah. But
no,
you always Skype like every night.
No.
You told me he always tries to reach you, but you.
Well, like the you're thing, too busy, like we're so. Such fans of each other that we basically like we stalk each other. So I'll stalk him, and then he'll stalk me, and then I'll stalk him, and then he'll stalk me. Like that's kind of what's going on there.
Nice. What's your favorite Ryan Gosling movie?
All of them.
Yeah, even what?
I mean, I think I've only seen Titans? Three of them, I mean, but they're all movie. My favorite.
So you weren't always a big fan of his?
No, he was always a big fan of mine, but I just like probably around, you know. Well, when I got my aviators, I think that's when I started to become a big fan of his.
Nice. Yeah. Did you like Blue Valentine, the movie I recommended?
Yeah, that was great.
To you?
Yeah. I deserve.
He was a good. He's a good.
I deserve some what? Affection. Come on.
He's really good, man. La La Land, one of my favorite movies of all time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People shit on it a lot, I feel like, but I love that movie.
Didn't he get like an Oscar or something?
Oh yeah, many.
Yeah.
Many.
So then who's shitting
on it?
It
has the best ending ever. Such a great ending.
Yeah. Are you going to spoil it?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But it's just the yeah, I won't say more. You've seen it, right?
No, I've never seen it.
You've not seen La La Land?
No.
La La Land. It's the best movie.
Sing me a song about La La Land, dude.
It's the happiest place on earth. Dude, you're gonna love that movie, man. Just watch it and it's gonna be amazing. La La Land.
That's awesome, man.
All right, talking of movies, let's switch gears here. We're both fans of Lord of the Rings, you and I. Which race would you be inside Middle Earth?
The
Tolkien universe.
The human race.
Why?
Because humans are better than any other race.
That's not true.
That's true.
Oh, by the way, I think there are only white people, right, in Middle Earth.
Yeah.
Never thought about that, actually.
Yeah.
Right? We'd be underrepresented there. No Asians.
That's true. There's no freaking Asians there, dude.
Right? Yeah, no East Asians, no South Asians, no black people, no Latinos, no... No one.
Hey,
only white
we
people.
We gotta go out there and get that ring, yo. No way we can let it get delivered to Mordor, man.
Dude, that would be much
What's
better if the Fellowship of
again?
The Ring would be...
Saruman. Hey, man, the Eye of Sauron's checking us out, man. I don't like the way this Vato's looking at us, I say. What the pop a cap in his ass, man.
Dude, that would be actually a good Fellowship of the Ring, just with different races.
Hey, Solo. Solo. Hey, Solo. Come here. I kick you in the balls, Solo.
Nice one, man.
Thanks, dude.
Honestly, there are only white people and just an American accent and a British accent, I think. That's basically what
Who
it is.
Who speaks an American accent?
Doesn't Frodo speak in a... No? Does he have a British accent?
No, man. Everyone speaks in a British accent.
Really?
Yeah. British and...
Even... Huh? Even... what's his name? The human being? Aragorn?
Yes. Especially Aragorn. Aragorn also speaks, he kind of has his own accent a bit because it's like, I guess, supposed to represent
really
that he's
bad
also
accent. Yeah.
He's a bit half elvish. So that's why.
Okay. Well, Frodo has a great because he's American too.
Frodo
does
well.
Among
also
most
the fat Samwell Fatty. He also
Samwise
is
Gamgee,
American.
Yeah. Samwise. Right.
He has a great accent.
So is Orlando Bloom is like.
Well, Orlando Bloom had like
he's
three
British,
lines in the movie. Diversion. And he is British, yeah. So.
Well, so who would you be in the Fellowship?
In the Fellowship, I would be Sean Bean.
Oh, Boromir?
Boromir, yeah.
Why? Because you're going to just die in the beginning in
dude,
the first movie?
Yeah, because I want to be all like die honorably, dude.
Well, you kind of do, but just before that, you don't, so...
Well, he's, like, a bit dishonorable, but he dies dies honorably.
That's true.
He dies
That's
doing
true.
The right
He tries
thing.
To rescue.
Yeah.
Right.
Those are the best stories.
Yeah, I guess.
And I want to. I also want to be a freaking meme, man. This guy's a meme. Who would you be in the Fellowship?
I think... Oh.
Your favorite character, dude.
Dude, Samwise is my favorite character. I love him.
So then you would be Samwise, or?
Yeah, man. You'd be Frodo.
Oh, yes. Mr. Frodo. Mr. Frodo, can I clean your butthole? Mr. Frodo. No,
how about,
Sam.
How about Gollum?
Gollum. that dude is amazing.
You shall not pass.
Oh,
who's gonna
yeah,
would that be
guy,
that? That would be. He's a legend.
I listened to the Lord of the Rings soundtrack when I work.
Really? Work out or work?
No.
Like Enya?
Enya. I love that one. I love that track. And there's a track where Aragorn sings. It's actually...
Oh, yes. That's good.
Yeah, it's actually...
You know what I listen to?
Viggo singing.
Viggo Mortensen? Oh, yeah. He's a great actor.
You listen to yourself singing the Disneyland song?
No, I listen to the Bridge of I forgot what it's called. Bridge of... That scene where where Gandalf dies, or supposedly dies. And then it's that really sad part. I freaking love that part. You know, when Gandalf is hanging on those rocks and then lets go.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he dies and everyone's like, no! And was super shocked. And then they play that song. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I don't remember the song verbatim in my head, but I do remember the scene. I'm sure the song is good.
Yeah.
That whole soundtrack is freaking amazing.
Oh, amazing. The whole movie is so good.
Yeah.
Like, it can't get better.
Yeah.
I mean, they could add more races. That's what we realize now. I mean, they don't have to. I mean, it would change the whole story.
Maybe. The whole thing and add more races.
I mean, dude, I mean, they're going to make a remake, right? On Prime. I mean, not remake, but they're going to make a whole series out of it. I'm sure they're going to add new races.
Yeah, and they need...
And actually, Tolkien had the most racist agenda, dude. If you look at the... I was reading the books, and the way he described orcs, for example, he describes them as small, yellowish skin with squinty eyes. Isn't that the most racist? Like, I was just thinking, what the... is he just describing Asians right now? Like, the way he just described them, it really seemed like, okay.
Well, I think, and then the white people, the stupidest thing is that Asian people are described as having yellow skin because there's nothing yellow about their skin.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think so.
I mean, not Simpsons yellow.
I never understood.
Really?
Yeah, I never understood why Asians are described as having yellow skin. I never understood.
I mean, it's not yellow, but it's definitely a different tone of color than Caucasians.
Yeah, but if some moron says that's yellow, and then someone actually uses yellow correctly to describe orcs because they probably did have actually yellow skin, and then someone is like, oh, he's describing Asians because some idiot decided that now he's going to use the word yellow for Asians. That's not true. It's like saying... Like, Joe Rogan got into trouble for describing a fighter as a gorilla. Saying that he's a gorilla because he's freaking huge and he's going to kill some people, right? Because he's crazy, he's strong, right? He described him as a gorilla. And then he got into trouble because that fighter happened to be black. Because one thing that racist white people do is they compare black people to gorillas, right?
Right, which Joe Rogan would never do.
Which Joe Rogan was not doing. Because he's friends with that fighter, he's friend, you know, whatever. And
I mean, he's not a racist.
I mean, he doesn't have to be friends with the guy to not be a racist. He's just not a racist.
Yeah.
And he was describing him in the context of as a commentator. In that context, he was describing a fighter as a gorilla because gorillas are freaking strong, and they're massive and they're fast. And that's what he was. So the fact
one of my favorite animals.
The fact that other people who claim to be who are like all about, you know, justice and social justice made that connection that he was calling someone gorilla and that's racist. They're the biggest idiots.
Yeah, we get it, dude. We understand. I agree. I mean, that's, obviously Joe Rogan didn't mean that. And who would?
So do you think J.R.R. Tolkien, do you think J.R.R. Tolkien created?
I mean, I don't know. I obviously am kidding.
So
but
that he could be like, oh, let me. Let me show these Chinese people a lesson.
Well, I mean, also, I don't know. The way he describes elves, it's definitely the way Trump would describe, you know, how he has an affinity for Scandinavians. Like elves are pretty much Scandinavians. That's what I felt like when I was reading. And then, which it wasn't bad or anything, but I thought, like, it's this hierarchy, because also the elves are described as kind of the perfect race, and then orcs are this kind of inferior race. And then Urukais are these big black guys who are super strong.
Aren't orcs like all these dead stereotypes elves?
I thought. Sorry?
Aren't orcs dead elves?
Orcs are, I think, formerly elves who got tortured so much that they... I think that's what it is. I don't know, man. I've never talked to Tolkien. I'm sure he was a cool guy. He was a Christian, too, by the way.
Well, I'm sure he would appreciate you trying to throw him under the bus, dude.
I mean, come on. Like, I don't know. I was 12 when I read it, and I thought, what the... I was really like, okay. The way he described... Anyways. So...
thanks for ruining Lord of the Rings, bro. More like Lord of the
Why? Races. I'm not saying it's still a good, great book and story and movie. And I'm sure he didn't mean it. I guess he didn't mean it that way. Certainly Peter Jackson
more
certainly
like
didn't.
Lord of the KKK. Am I right?
Speaking of which, this episode actually we have a sponsor, Ali.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We just got a sponsor. So tell us, Pascal.
Yeah, so our first sponsor of the Kimchi Curry podcast is... Why don't you tell us more about it, Ali?
Is... So...
For anyone who loves discussing about conspiracy theories about dead authors, whether they're racist or not... there's this great website that supports us. It's called racistornot.com. If you want to go there, you can check out all the conspiracy theorists, all the conspiracy theories. Ali's a huge fan of this site. And you need an exclusive membership to access all their content. So please go on racistornot.com and put in the promo code NOTRACIST. Or is he? Not racist, or is he? And you get 20% off.
There's also a special section where they show photos of the authors, and you can vote racist or not. Just like, you know, hot or not.
Compare them against each other?
Yeah. Join racist or not. Now, 20% off with promo code. What's the promo code again?
Racist or not? Or is he?
Or not.
By the way, this website is super racist or sexist that they don't say racist or not. Or is he?
Or is she?
Or is she? They're super sexist.
Wait, no, it's super sexist. It should be, is she or he?
All right. Or they.
Or they.
Right?
Exactly. What a right. Dude, you know what? Scratch
we should
that.
Complain,
we're canceling
man.
This promotion.
We should complain to this imaginary site.
We're canceling this promotion and we're not supporting this website anymore.
Yeah, F them. F like, them, they're sexist, dude. They're racist. Screw them, dude. Oh, man. That's horrible.
All right. Next week we'll have a new
sponsor. I like the racist or not idea of the comparing. Click, click, click. And then there could be a new huge
that was
website,
fun,
social
I'm just going to have to find some other thing to do on the weekends because that was kind of my weekend activity.
Oh, yeah? During Corona?
Yeah.
Who would win that game? I guess Adolf Hitler with Mein Kampf would win.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. I mean, according to you, Tolkien is a strong contender.
Is
a strong contender.
Oh my god!
but yeah, I think our main man Adi has it.
Dude,
has
the
it in
Bible,
the bag.
By the way, the Bible, by the way, is very. I mean, not racist, but the way they describe some populations, some people in the Bible, ooh, and they talk about eradicating them.
For real?
Show no mercy. Yeah, man.
Is it like someone... I feel like... Because I've never read the Bible. I've never read the Old Testament.
Have you read the...
But
I've read the Quran?
No, I've never read the Quran. And I feel like... from what I've gathered, It's like the Old Testament is pretty chill and the New Testament is like insane.
No.
Like God
no,
is...
No, the opposite.
It's the opposite. Okay.
The opposite. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the Old Testament God is quite vicious at times.
Like they try and learn languages and he's like, da!
What?
Like isn't the Tower of Babel like they try and... No, they all speak the same
language.
They're
building a...
They try and reach the heavens, and he's like, you will now speak all different languages, boy. Da! All
right. Yeah, that's what happened.
What else is there? What other stories?
That's how they explained the different... What other story? I mean... Regarding God? I don't know. But... I mean, pretty much... I mean, also the whole Noah story, you know? Having a flood all over Earth so that everyone dies except for this one family. That's pretty vicious. Killing all your own creation.
So first he created Adam. And then presumably Adam and Eve populated the world by basically, you know, incestual relations. And then he kills everyone and leaves one family.
Except for that one family.
Who has to repopulate the world. presumably incestual means.
Yeah.
So twice he was like, yo, let's make it happen, you know? You and your sister. And then you and your cousin. And then you and your second cousin. Because now it's okay.
Yeah.
Because second cousins, you know, we can accept that.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you so much for listening. This has been... Ali Hasnain.
And Pascal Hausberger.
Thank you, Ali. Yes, you can follow us on Instagram and other social media at Ali the Hasnain and Pascal Hausberger. And yes, see you next time. We always publish our episodes on Sundays, so please stay tuned.
Every Sunday.
That's what on Sundays means.